to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Jenny Thompson, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we are working to memorize more of God's word from Isaiah 55. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 through 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Today I will be reading from God's Big Picture Bible Storybook by N.T. Wright. In God's garden, there lived all kinds of animals. One day, a crafty snake slithered up to the woman and asked her a question. Did God really say you must not eat the fruit from the tree of knowing good and evil? Why would God say that? Could it be because God knows that if you eat it, you will become wise like him? The woman looked at the tree and thought she would like to be wise. So she reached up and picked some of the fruit. Oh, how delicious it tasted. Then she gave some to the man, and suddenly they both knew that something was wrong. They looked at each other and felt ashamed. Quickly, they covered themselves with leaves and hid behind some bushes. That evening, as usual, God visited the garden. "Why are you hiding?" asked God. "Because we're naked," replied the man. "Well, how did you know?" asked God. "Did you eat from that tree?" The man pointed to the woman. "It was her fault," he said. The woman shook her head. "No," she protested. "It was the snake's fault." God had wanted the man and woman to trust him. He was sad that they had listened to the crafty snake. He was sad, too, when they tried to blame each other. So with a heavy heart, God told them that they would have to leave the garden. From now on, they would be exiles, people who could no longer live in a place where they really belonged. An angel with a flaming sword would guard the garden gate. Life would become hard, and the world would be dangerous. God also had something to say to the snake. It would be the lowest of all the animals, and one day a special child would be born who would fight the snake. The child would win the fight and put right everything that had gone wrong. The word of the Lord. I wonder if God knew Adam and Eve would eat from the tree of knowing good and evil. I also wonder about God's sadness. And what are you wondering about this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.